One day they left him alone in the garden. One day he rested from suffering free. Angels came down o'er his tomb to keep vigil. Hope of the hopeless, Savior is he. Living he loved me, dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, O glorious day. One day the grave could conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then he arose, over death he had conquered. Now is ascended, my Lord, evermore. Living he loved me, dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sin far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, O glorious day. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glory will shine. Wonderful day my beloved one's bringing. Glorious Savior, this Jesus is mine. Living he loved me, dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, O glorious day.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one this morning. It's not a great morning, and I'm not going to keep this very long. This morning, Brother Gary and the family's away today. To a dedication service or a family relation. And Sister Karen's in England with the family, supported by Dave. So, the Lord bless those that's come. Let's turn to the Word of God and looking at the watch, I had to look twice. That's even with it, glasses. It's getting bad, isn't it? Great of light here at the front. Psalms 105, praise the Lord. And the title of the message is Complete in Him. And there's several parts to this message. I won't even get through the first part this morning because if the heating doesn't come on, I'm just going to be about 15 or 20 minutes at the most and let you go because I don't want anyone getting the cold. And saying the pastor kept us not out of Kyle Hall. Praise God. So we'll not be long. And hopefully by this evening, when we come back tonight, everything will be working. It's been a terrible storm yesterday. Me and Sharon went from where we lived to go to Dromore. Two different ways we went. There was trees over the road. And there was a big massive tree in one of the road right across it. And there's been a lot of trees that fell over the different roads and flooding and different things. And we're just glad we're safe and the family's safe and everyone, praise God. And sad to hear Brother Jim's gone on to be with the Lord, but we're praying for all the family that the Lord will comfort them at this time as well. Praise the Lord. Let's read them Psalms. Let me read one verse for the sake of time. Verse 37. But you could read through it. It starts off saying, bless ye the Lord. Verse 37 of Psalms 105. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Let's bow our heads again this morning. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy, for your grace, for your love and your truth that you have showed toward us. Lord, I pray you'll bless your word to their hearts and courage, and do strengthen your people and keep safe those this morning in this house and that's near and dear to each one of us. And for those away this morning, bless them, whether they're on holidays or visiting or on supporting somewhere or preaching. And Lord, just have your way, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Help us with your word, Lord Jesus. May every spirit be subject to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I need your help this morning, Lord Jesus. And I pray that the Holy Ghost will come and I do take by faith the Holy Ghost right now. And I thank you that you will help, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Touch and strengthen and bless your people in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to mention a lot from the Psalms this morning. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Here I want to say in this scripture, my title is We're Complete in Christ, but I'm preaching about salvation, health, and wealth. And here we have salvation, health, and wealth. And I believe this morning that the Lord wants us to have salvation, and he wants us to have health, and he wants us to have wealth. Because we see here in the Word of God that they had salvation, they had health, they had wealth. He brought them forth, that's your salvation. He brought them forth, there was not a feeble one amongst them, that's health. And he brought them forth with silver and gold, that's wealth. Amen. Why? Psalms 105 verse 42 says, why? For he remembered his holy promise on Abraham his servant. God did it because he remembered his holy promise. God never done it because they had a bonus point. God never done it because they were super good, because they weren't. God done it because he remembered his promise. And the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Psalms 106 verse 8 says this, nevertheless he saved him for his name's sake. The Lord saved him for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. God done it for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power known. You know, the man that was blind, they questioned and they said to this man, sinner's parents, Jesus says, neither. But that the works of God might be made manifest in him. And here in Psalms 106 verse 8, here he says that his mighty power might be made known. God does things not because of us in the sense we sometimes we could pray, yes, God answers. But God can do a thing to make his power known. God in the 20th century sent a mighty message and a mighty ministry, and God, no question about it, visited the world. And you know, the Sousa Street Revival, right on from then, God moved. And God done it, and God made his name known. I would love that God would move again, would you not? In the day and generation 1924, that's 100 years ago. 100 years. But we need the Lord to move again. I know we're looking for the coming of the Lord, but we want to see God do something in our generation. Now I'm just going to go through this morning, and I won't keep this long, praise God. He brought them out of Egypt, he saved them, he rescued them from slavery, from their captors. You know, their captors were glad when they saw the back of them. They were glad when they saw the back of them, they were glad that they went. Because God brought 10 plagues upon Egypt. Because they were persecuting and holding his people. And you remember God years before it said that they'd suffer and they'd be captured for many years, but he'd bring them out with a mighty hand. Hallelujah. And God done everything he said. God did not bring them out of slavery because they were good, righteous, and holy, but because they were his chosen people. Amen. And you're chosen in him before the foundation of the world. And he said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul does prosper. That's salvation, that's health, and that's wealth. Now, I know the devil didn't want me to preach this. And I didn't want to preach it. And I tried to study and preach something else. But this is all I kept getting, so I'm going to preach it. And the devil doesn't want it preached. And I'm not one of these New Age movements where it's all about wealth. But God can bless you. And this is for some of that. That the devil wants you to think God's will that you're in poverty, but it's not God's will. The Lord wants you to be blessed. The Lord wants you to have salvation. The Lord wants you to have health. The Lord wants you to have wealth. God blessed Abraham. And I tell you, he owned a lot. God blessed Job, but he owned a lot. There's many wonderful, mighty men in the Word of God that God blessed. But the Bible says the enemy comes to kill, to steal, to rob. The Lord doesn't rob you. The Lord gives you more. But the devil robs you. The devil impoverishes you. But the Lord blesses you. Amen. He provided water, food in the desert. He kept them in health for almost 40 years. The Bible says not even the shoes of their feet wasted for 40 years. The Lord kept them. The Lord preserved them. And did they rejoice? They moaned and they groaned the whole time, but God still kept them. And many times we complain, but God still blesses us. Because He's a good God. He's a good God. Not because we're good, but because He's good. I want to emphasize this. God doesn't do it because they were good. God done it because He's good. God doesn't do it because we're good. God does it because He's good. We will feel Him often. He never fails us. He's a good God. Psalms 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endureth forever. That's still this morning. If He was good when He done it for the children of Israel, He's good. And He can do it for me today. He can give me salvation. He can give me health. And He can give me wealth. He can give you salvation. He can give you health. And He can give you wealth. Because He's a good God. Amen. A good God that makes provision for His children. They were the most arrogant. Let me just tell you what they were. They were the most arrogant bunch of moaners, groaners the world's ever seen. That's what they were. That's the truth of it. You can read it in your Bible. You know that's the truth. They moaned and they groaned and they complained all the time. Within days of their salvation, they were ready to go back to the buckets and the swamp and the garlic in Egypt. They were ready to go back. They weren't out long till they wanted to go back again. There's a brother preached a sermon years ago. I never forgot it. And he called it the go so far religion. And that was a message from the devil. And the message of the devil is a go so far religion. He let you go so far, but that's as far as he wants you to go. The devil doesn't want you to really enter in and get the Pentecostal experience and be an apostolic Holy Ghost person. He doesn't want that. He wants you to just be a nominal Christian that doesn't go no further and doesn't believe God for anything. That's what he wants. He doesn't want radical faith that will disturb the devil and shake a few demons. He doesn't want that. And I tell you, these were not too far till they were moaning and they were groaning. Amen? They murmured and moaned every step of the way. That didn't look good, sure does, but God still blessed them. If God could bless them and they're moaning and they're groaning and we're all guilty of it, God can bless us and our moaning and groaning. He can still do it. May the Lord help us. Many's the time I'm praying myself and wondering this and that, and yet with all we just need to come back to the Word of God and believe God. Amen. They forgot the hell they've been set free from and waste. To go back to it again. Pharaoh attempted the Lord 10 times before he was drowned. And all those horses, you know, there's a fellow said to my dad one time, he said it wasn't the Red Sea, it was the Reed Sea. And it was only a certain depth. And my dad said to him, and then that's a greater miracle. He says, how do you make that out, Billy? He says, well, the horses drowned in it. And the men riding them drowned in it, or riding the chariots drowned in it. But you know that they've sent, there's a man found the chariot wheels. And he found a place for the cross because God will have a witness. Amen. Amen. I believe the Word of God that it was deep and it was very deep. And God is supernaturally blew in that water. And she parted on the like a wall on each side like the Bible says it did. And they crossed on dry ground. Hallelujah. And when the enemy came in beside them, God closed the walls in and they were drowned. Drowned it like rats. That's what we would say here in Northern Ireland. We're drowned like rats. Glory to God. We've got light. Amen. Maybe we'll get heat now as well. Praise God. We're able to preach 2 hours now, brother. I'm only joking. I'm just joking. He gave them a land flowing with milk and honey, more wealth, even more promises and health. That's what God done for them. God gave them a land flowing with milk and honey. God done good to them. God blessed them. God fed them manna from heaven fresh every single day. And when they were thirsty, gave them water from the rock. And Paul says in the New Testament, that rock was Christ. Deuteronomy 6, verse 6 to 10, or 10 to 11 says this, Deuteronomy 6. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy father Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee this great and goodly city, which thou buildest not. So he's going to give them a great and goodly city which they never built. You will possess the thing you never built. Amen. The thing you never labored in, God will bless you in it. What about that? Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. And the house is full of good things, which thou fillest not, and wells digged, which thou diggest not. Here, this is powerful. Vineyards, olive trees, which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. I tell you, God said, you never worked for it, you never done one thing for it, but I'm going to bless you. That's wealth. That's the wealth of God, that from nothing he gives you abundance, salvation, health, and wealth. Glory to God. That's the word of God. All this provision was unruly, arrogant moaners and groaners. God says he's going to do it. Why? For my name's sake. The Lord said he'll do it for my name's sake. Psalms 106, verse 8. And then look at Psalms 106, verse 44 and 45. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry. And he remembered for them his covenant and repented according to the multitude of his mercies. Even when they failed God and they got sick and they cried unto the Lord heard them. The Lord heard them. I tell you, how much more will he hear us this morning? Through the Lord Jesus Christ, who's our representative, the Lord will hear us. How can we then come to believe that God wants us to be lost, sick, and poor? And there's a lot of people think that God wants people to be lost and sick and poor. That's what they're preaching. Let's be honest about it. They're not preaching the gospel. You know, he's a great gospel preacher. What do you class as a gospel? Jesus saves, that's just part of it. Preach it all. There's a fullness of the word of God we have to preach. That's not just what the apostles preached. The apostles preached the full counsel of God. The apostles preached and demonstrated the power of God. Signs and wonders followed them. Even those who accepted God's gift of salvation will all too often add, let's stay poor, let's stay sick. I know a brother and he testifies all the time. When he got saved, he sold all his good suits and he went about like a tramp after. And he says God told him to do that. I don't believe that. Now, I'm not honest about it. Now, I might be wrong. The Lord forgive me. Why would God say to him, get rid of your good suit and wear some other thing that's not a good suit when you have a good suit? God don't have to do that. Maybe it humbled him. Maybe it was for him. But some people have ideas what's God when it's not God. And people preach, oh, but you're suffering. You're suffering for the Lord. The Lord won't heal you because you're suffering for the Lord. Then did Jesus not suffer enough on the cross? Does someone else need to suffer for their sin? That means Jesus never suffered enough. That's more or less saying the cross wasn't enough. That's more or less saying the stripes Jesus had on his back wasn't enough to heal us and deliver us. I know things happen and we can't change that, but we can expect God to touch us and heal us, give us health and wealth and salvation. That's the word of God. And if God can do it for these bunch of moaners and groaners, surely the Lord can do it for us. God can do it for us. Amen. You see, today, because of the teaching of modern theologians, God declared himself to be the healer, Exodus 15:26. God says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. In Exodus 15:26, that's why none were feeble. Among them, Jesus Christ went about doing good and healing all.
that were sick and oppressed of the devil. I showed you last week. The devil came to steal, he came to rob, he came to destroy. But Jesus says, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Yeah, more abundantly means more than you can use. That's, you're never going to go to the drawer and it's empty. That's not abundance. I'm sorry, it's not abundance. Abundance means when you go to that drawer, it's full and running over the top. It's like the wee woman when Elijah visited her and he blessed her and the cruse never ran out and the oil never ran out. It was more than she could ever use. It kept filling. Hallelujah. Just imagine your car this morning and you pulled up the filler. It was filled. And it kept on filling. That's what I'm talking about. God can give us pressed down and running over the top. That's the word of God. But we too often accept on must be God's will. And I think the devil wants us to believe that. Jesus went about doing good. So how on earth did we get to the place that we prefer to believe that the one who we see as the same yesterday, today, and forever can't do it today? God can do it today. He's not the I was. He's the I am. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's Malachi 3, verse 6. I'm the Lord thy God. I change not. He's still the same. He can still do it. It never ceases to amaze me how many of God's children believe that God is holding back good things from them because they're not worthy. You ever heard that? You're not worthy yet. You know, there's something you have to do yet. Now, if that's the case, not one of us would ever have it. The Lord will take you as you are. Amen? It's like a man or woman that gets saved. The Lord takes them just as they are. Come on to me, all you that are weak and heavy laden. He doesn't say, come on to me, all you that's blessed and worthy. He says, come on to me, all you that are weak and heavy laden. He's a physician for the sick. Not those that's whole don't need a physician. The sick need a physician. And Jesus is the mighty physician. Hallelujah. We can come to him. What then of salvation was but good works? It's not, it's by faith. It is written that Christ died for the ungodly. Romans 5 and 6. How then can we believe that he would refuse us any other good gift? The Bible says that Jesus ascended up on high and he gave good gifts on the man. Amen. He gave good gifts. That's why when preachers preach that the gifts are on the shelf and we no longer have the gifts, you know they're false prophets. They're false. Because Jesus never takes something away that he gives. He's not an Indian giver. Amen. A prophet of God said he never takes away. He adds to. He adds to. Isn't that wonderful? Now, here's one for you in the natural. Tell the truth about it now. Come Christmas morning, how many would like a wee parcel? Well, I'd like two or three wee parcels, just to be honest with you. I got something last year, a few wee parcels, but I'd have a queer eye and look at my gun Sunday or Christmas morning if I didn't get a wee parcel. I'm expecting a good gift. Amen. Now I know my wife says to me, you don't need to get me a thing, Tom. But I know she's expecting the gift. Amen? She's expecting it. Now, she might play that with me. I'm not wanting a thing. But at the same time, she'll expect the gift. And I'll get her a gift or two or three or four. But you know, the Lord's given us gifts. He gave gifts on demand. The Word of God says it. Why would we say to the Lord, I don't want your gifts? We want the gifts of the Lord. We bless the Lord for the gifts. We praise the Lord for the gifts. We want the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We want the fivefold ministry that's set in the church. Helps governments. We want it all because the Lord gave it. Praise his name. No good thing. Psalms 84 verse 11. No good thing will the Lord withhold from them that walk upright before him. Praise God. If freedom is a good thing, then he will never withhold it. If forgiveness, salvation, the fullness of his will, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit is a good thing, the Lord will not withhold it. And speaking in tongues is a good thing, the Lord will not hold it. I've seen a famous preacher on there the other week. Somebody asked him a question about tongues, and he said, there's no tongues today. It passed away of the 12 disciples, and there's no tongues today. None that he knows of that he's never experienced, but he's a false prophet. And I don't care how many books he's wrote. And how many DDs he has and how good of a theologian he is, he's never received a Pentecostal blessing. I'm going to go one further. He's a foolish virgin. He's not even in the bride. Because he can't be in the bride. Because the only ones that's in the bride are those that's baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. Do you realize that? Those that had oil in the lamps were ready to go in. And I tell you, there's so many today and people's listening to them and they're false. And they're trying to tell us that God's changed his mind about his word. But God has never changed his mind about his word. And they may say wonderful good things about Jesus and the cross and salvation, but we want the full word of God. I tell you, I need the Lord to touch me. If you need the Lord to touch you, and you come to church and the preacher preaches, and you're there suffering and you're sick and you need God to touch you, and he tells you God doesn't do it today, you're going to go home disappointed, aren't you? But if that preacher preaches, the Lord's skills can heal you. You've got a hope, and it'll help your faith. And then if you go and read some testimonies of others that the Lord healed, it'll help you to get healed. Praise God. Do you believe he was a physician? I believe it. It is never God who holds good things from us. I don't believe that. It's we who refuse to believe God's will. You see, when you take this scripture and these incidents, the Bible says that many have never received it because of their unbelief. They wandered for years and they never entered into the promise because of unbelief. But God wants us to have belief this morning. 5 minutes and I'm going to close because I don't want to keep you. It's too cold this morning. God is a saving God. The Bible, the unchanging word of God, tells us quite clearly it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. That's the word of God. And you can read that in John 3, verse 16 to 18, and you can read it right down through. Everybody knows verse 16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But the next verse says, God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I tell you, did you ever see these programs? There's no chair here this morning, or I would do it. I shouldn't be doing it, but I can't help it. And they've all these boys sitting up at the front, and somebody's a big microphone. The place is full, the doors packed out, and it's see so-and-so or Dr. So-and-so, and they ask them the question. And see half these questions, and they answer them. And then they contradict themselves even while they're answering them. And you see, they're not answering from the Bible. They're answering from a theological standpoint that they were learned. And they're trying to explain the Godhead from a theological standpoint. But a prophet of God in the 20th century said that God does not use a theologian to bring you his word, but it comes by a prophet and it comes by a revelation from God. And we are saved because God gave us a revelation. We can't know him. Save to him who the Father will reveal him. And it's only him that draws us. Amen? So we can't learn God. We have to know God by experience, by revelation. Amen? And there's not studying at all is good and all them things. But you know, be honest about it. You could study and I've done it and read it. And you might not understand it. And just one day God drops it and you see it. Like water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 2:38. And you know it's not titles. You know that titles is not what God said. He didn't say do it in the name of titles. He said do it in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's Acts 2:38. Not titles. But they've put in the title and they took the name out. And you try that down at the bank and you'll not be coming out with any money. Because you have to sign your name in the check. And you sign your name in the check. If you sign titles on it, you'll not get anything. Has to be the name. Amen? God has forever been good, a good God, and desires that all men everywhere might be saved, regardless of color, creed, or class. God wants them to be saved everywhere. God wants all to be saved. And I tell you, he can heal as well. That all would seek him for eternal life instead of eternal death. It's written that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, rescued, delivered. That's what it means. This is Romans 10, verse 9. That's the word of God. That's why he rescued his own people, Israel, from Egypt. That's why he rescues and delivers whosoever will cry out for his forgiveness, salvation. Anyone that will come, the Lord will take them. The Lord will save them. The Lord will rescue them. Anyone who confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord and lives and believes in their heart that God has raised them from the dead, it says they'll be saved. That's the same God. He's not a slave owner or a slave driver. God doesn't expect us to do some works program that we find favor with him. Then he might do it for us. Jesus paid the price for it. The price has been paid. You think of it. You think of it. The wages that's to come has already been worked for in the sense, and they've been paid for. There's no working to get it. The Lord's done for it. Now, we had wages. We were due because of sin and death. The wages of sin is death. But Jesus Christ gave a different wages, eternal life. And he's paid for them and he sealed and signed it with his own blood on the cross. And we can have salvation and health and wealth this morning. Luke 9, verse 10. I'm telling you, God who sent his son to seek and to save that which was lost. God is a healing God. It is written that Jesus in Mark 8, 17, 1 Peter 2, 24. He his own self took our infirmities in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. By his stripes, wounds, we were healed. The Lord done it on the cross. Now I'm going to come to a close. I know I haven't spoken long, but I can feel the cold myself. It's a good thing maybe I'm bald. I can feel it, you see. Other people mightn't feel it, but I can feel it. I can feel the temperature with a bald head. It's terrible, you know, when I had to do a funeral or anything and it's cold and, you know, if you're praying or reading, you don't want your hat on and your head's froze. You don't know how blessed you are to have her. Boy, someday I'll have her. Amen. Maybe I'll buy myself a wig. Praise God. Isn't the Lord good? Let's stand on our feet this morning. Then our brother Mark's going to come and lead us in a song before we go. Praise God. If you have a need this morning, just believe the Lord. I know I haven't finished, but we'll not worry about that. I don't want to get you the cold. And hopefully by tonight, everything will be working. Praise God. Just lift your hand if you have a need this morning. Will you pray for me as well? I have a need. I need God to touch me. And the devil didn't want me to preach this, but I preach it anyhow. God's good. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord Jesus. You know our frame. You're mindful of us. You know all about us. Father, we're asking for you to bless your people, strengthen them, prosper them, meet their every need. Lord God, I pray your blessings in everyone in this house in the name of Jesus Christ. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, may they know the mighty power of God upon their body. You said your body, spirit, and soul be in health. Lord, we thank you for your health. You're the great physician that sympathizes in Jesus. Bless the hands that's raised. Touch them in Jesus' name. Pray for the Madison family. Think of Nigel and Catherine and all the family and all the rest, Lord. This morning, just strengthen them and comfort them, we pray. And Lord, even this other woman that my auntie mentioned this morning as well, that bless the family circle, strengthen them, comfort them. Lord, we just thank you for long life and bless you for the mercies you've given us. Lord, how grateful we are for your mercies and for your grace. Bless those that's come out this morning, Lord Jesus. And we just commit our lives to you and pray and protect us, watch over us. Bless us as we go out and come in. Prosper us and do us good. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. God bless you. I'm going to let you go because there's no electric here. And the Lord bless you. God bless you.
And we'll sing number 177. Jesus was slain for me. Before we go. Jesus was slain for me at Calvary. Crowned with thorns was he at Calvary. There he in anguish died. You know, he was in anguish when he died. It wasn't just this wee thing where people just see him on the cross. He was in anguish on that cross. It says, there from his open side,
poured forth the crimson tide of Calvary. We'll sing this before we take a prayer. Jesus was slain for me at Calvary. Crowned with thorns was he at Calvary. There he in anguish died. There from his open side poured forth the crimson tide. At Calvary, pardoned is all my sin. At Calvary, cleansed is my heart within. At Calvary, now robes of praise I wear. Gone are my grief and care. Christ for my burden there at Calvary. Wondrous his love for me at Calvary. Glorious his victory at Calvary.